I do think that's starting to shift, but up until COVID, I think there was a lot of hesitancy around adopting these online tools. I think COVID kind of was a great catalyst event within the industry because it forced individuals to take some level of technology adoption. When courts go to Zoom, everyone kind of has to go to Zoom.
Welcome to Trial Lawyer View, the podcast dedicated to the fierce yet compassionate lawyers who fight every day for justice in the courtroom. Our guests are top trial lawyers and their firms who share their stories and experiences, offering valuable insights into their journey, as well as expert guests who provide actionable strategies and practical tips for personal injury lawyers looking to optimize their operations, enhance client service, and drive growth in their practices. Trial Lawyer View is brought to you by Synergy. At Synergy, we aren't just a service provider. We are a strategic partner for personal injury law firms, seamlessly integrating with law firms to boost efficiency from day one. Outsourcing cumbersome administrative tasks like lien resolution and Medicare compliance to an expert partner like Synergy enables personal injury firms to focus on what they do best.
Welcome to the Trial Lawyer View podcast. Today, I get the chance to sit down and talk with Matt Thielen, the founder and CEO of AttorneyShare LLC, a revolutionary marketplace designed to facilitate attorney referrals and streamline connections within the legal community. With over a decade of experience in legal, finance, and operational leadership roles, Matt brings his extensive background in business development, marketing, and corporate finance into the realm of trial lawyers through AttorneyShare and Justice HQ, a platform supporting the growth of trial lawyers. Matt holds both a Juris Doctorate and an MBA with a concentration in corporate finance from the University of Notre Dame, along with a bachelor's degree in economics from the University of San Diego. In this episode, we explore Matt's insights on the future of legal referrals, the impact of AttorneyShare on law firm operations, and his vision for transforming the legal landscape with Justice HQ. Matt, welcome to Trial Lawyer View. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you having me on.
So you've got a really incredible background and extensive experience in corporate ops and you know, being a lawyer, but also being an MBA guy and being in a law-related business today, which we're going to get to in a minute. I wanted to ask you about what you see that law firms can do if they're looking to achieve greater operational efficiency and streamlining their processes from what you've seen.
What's starting to change now is a hesitancy to use tools wherever they might be found, whether that's AI or some of the softwares that have come out over the past several years. I do think that's starting to shift, but up until really COVID, I think there was a lot of hesitancy around adopting these online tools. I think COVID kind of was a great catalyst event within the industry because it forced individuals to take some level of technology adoption. When courts go to Zoom, everyone kind of has to go to Zoom for better or worse. And you kind of have to at least get comfortable video conferencing. And what that did is I think it opened a lot of people's eyes to how these softwares and how these tools can actually make them much more efficient and much more productive in their day to day. Now, I know there's a lot of what I would call fear mongering within the industry around AI taking people's jobs and things like that. I'm not a believer that that's going to happen. It's not going to wipe out the legal industry, full stop. Being a lawyer is too highly specialized of a skill. What it should do, and what I think the firms that will be successful moving forward will do, is it should be a tool that they can use to improve their practice, to make them more efficient. And that's what we're doing at AttorneyShare too. We're not trying to replace anybody. We're not trying to disrupt anything. We're trying to make people's day-to-day operations more efficient.
Yeah, and for our listeners, that's why I asked Matt this question, because of some technology that has been developed by his company. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit more about. But before we get into that, because I know that you've done a lot of strategic advisement of corporations, and because of your, again, your knowledge in this space, in the personal injury space, I'm curious if there's any lessons that you think law firms can apply in terms of
identifying and unlocking strategic values in their businesses?
A lot of times, attorneys struggle with the business side of managing a firm. They could be the best trial lawyer you've ever seen, and they struggle to operate their firm like a business. And so I think really what it comes down to is, if you are not a great operator, find someone within your network that you trust that can help you operate your firm and run it like a business, and allow you to focus on delivering the best work for your clients, which at the end of the day should be the top priority for every attorney. But firms also need to be run as a business, or else they won't be successful. And so I think it's always a balance. I think it's identifying which team members, which tools you can use to become a more efficient operator, if you aren't the one operating the firm yourself.
It's really spot on. And as several of my guests lately who are in the space of advising law firms have honed in on exactly that idea of, lawyers, because most of us are not trained in the business aspect, aren't great operators. And usually, if that's what your interest is, you're probably not going to be a litigator.
That's right.
So it's kind of, it is melding all those things together to get the right mix of people in the right seats to help that business achieve what it's set out to do.
Yeah, I laugh because that resonates very well with me personally. I was, as you mentioned, as a JD MBA, went to a litigation firm for a hot minute out of law school and realized very quickly that my talents lied elsewhere. So I made a pretty quick pivot into more of the business and operations side of the world than growing within the firm itself.
Yeah, one thing I've talked about it before that I regret is that my law school did have a JD MBA program and I didn't do it. And so I've learned everything about business the hard way with some really tough lessons. And not that, getting your MBA means you avoid all the mistakes, because invariably what you learn in school, you learn a lot more once you're out there in the real world and facing the problems of day to day, whether it's law practice or business. So I'm curious, with your focus with AttorneyShare and technology and marketplaces, how do you envision the future of legal services evolving with everything that's going on right now?
Yeah, I mean, wow, that's I don't know if we have enough time to cover all of that today. But I think there's a lot of really interesting dynamics that are at play between kind of the influx of technology into the category. Like I mentioned previously, some very interesting things happening in Arizona with the alternative business structures and private equity money, and some things that could radically change the industry from what it has been forever, in a way that I think it's going to be some good and I think it's going to be some bad. And I think at the end of the day, what is important to remember for attorneys is that your duty is always to the client. And yes, you can leverage a lot of these assets and a lot of these tools, but they should be tools. They should not be a replacement for doing good, sound legal work and paying attention to the client in the way that they deserve.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out with just, seems like just like everything else, there's rapid evolution because of what technology is doing overall to the space.
And, that's right.
And I think your solution, so let's talk about AttorneyShare. Sure. For me, it's, very interesting because I've just seen how it always used to work, which is pick up the phone and, very traditional networking, which kind of goes along with how sort of backwards technology, the area of legal services has really been. So can you explain how AttorneyShare now functions as a marketplace for attorney referrals and what the specific advantages it offers compared to the traditional old world method?
Yeah. So as you mentioned, AttorneyShare is a referral marketplace. So the entire goal is to facilitate referrals from one attorney to another. As you mentioned, it is not a new concept and it's something that takes place in a very significant way already, but it's extremely inefficient. It is text messages, phone calls, emails. I have a case that I think would be great for Jason. And so I take 10 minutes trying to explain why this case would be great for Jason. he's got a full docket. He doesn't see the value the same way I do. And so he's like, sorry, Matt, can't help you. I'm back at square one. And that's if I know someone that wants to take the case. If I get a case for whatever reason in a practice area or on jurisdiction that I don't have a great network in, maybe ask around a little bit, but more likely than not, I tell the client, sorry, can't really help you here. And really two major issues, or three major issues with that actually, is that first, it's extremely inefficient for the referring attorney to shop and find a home for these cases, constantly be asking for case status updates. How do I, hey, Jason, I sent you this case last year. What's going on with this case? Or I'll have the client call me and ask for an update. And I'd be like, well, I don't know. Let me get back to you. It's just not a great system, full stop. The other major problem that that creates is the potential of my ability to match a client with the best attorney for them is only as good as my network. And maybe I don't have the best referral network. And so by limiting it to the people I went to law school with or people that I've met at state bar or local bar functions that I've tried to build my own referral network, is the client is, we're doing the clients a disservice because we're not finding them the best attorney for their case. Simply because you're only as good as your network. And then the other issue that I've started to unpack as we've really grown this referral network is the old way of doing things is a disservice to the legal industry itself. And the reason for that is because the legal industry is very clicky. Historically, it has been people that went to certain law schools from certain demographics with certain amount of support to be able to afford to grow and build your own practice. And those people tend to congregate in groups. And what that means is that underrepresented minorities, women attorneys have a much more difficult time building a practice through referrals because they're not part of the old guard groups that are somewhat insular and somewhat protective of themselves. And it is not a meritocracy. And so by kind of helping to break down some of those barriers, what I'm hoping to do is connect attorneys that may not know each other, but can provide the most value for their client. And I think that it needs to be the focus of what everyone's doing at the end of the day. How do we deliver the best results for the client? Whether or not I went to law school with Jason and we're buddies and we go golfing every weekend, maybe Jason's not the best attorney for this case. Maybe it's someone else that better reflects what the client is looking for. And so I think that's fundamentally the problem that we are attacking at AttorneyShare. And we've developed a whole host of solutions to address each of those issues. We have what we call waterfall referrals, which is essentially an automation sequencing system. So that if I have a case that I know three or four good attorneys for this potential case, and I want to give Jason the first look at it, but Jason doesn't want it, it will automatically push to the number two in that waterfall so that I'm not taking a full day trying to shop this case and see if I can find a home for this client. Another thing that we've done that I think is extremely impactful is what we call affiliations on the platform. So if I'm a member of a professional networking group, or if I participate in a certain professional organization, or if I'm a minority or a female attorney, I can request that those cases are sent to individuals within those types of affiliations to really create sub communities on the platform to really connect individuals that are like-minded. And so again, I think what we're trying to do is not disrupt anything that anyone is, any referral systems or anything that people are currently using. We're trying to make them more efficient in how they go about it.
So I think you just touched on two features that are pretty unique and innovative, the waterfall and also being able to kind of hone in on where that case might best sit in terms of, you know, gender, ethnicity, those sorts of things, compatibility. Are there any other key or innovative features of AttorneyShare that you think make it something that trial lawyers or any lawyer looking for a referral platform might want to use it for those features?
Yeah, I mean, I think we could do a full demo video of all the wonderful features that the engineers have built for us on AttorneyShare. But I think there's a couple other that are really worth highlighting. First and foremost would be the integrations with the case management platforms, the Clios, the MyCases, the Filebinds of the world. We have full two-way integration with those platforms, so that if I'm a Filebind user and you're a Clio Bro user and I want to send you a case, it's as simple as pressing one button in my existing CRM to send it directly to you. And so I'm not manually inputting hosts of data and taking a significant amount of time out of my day to get you all the information. It essentially allows you to access the client information once the referral is made between each of us. The other thing that we're really excited about that we'll be releasing soon is a full dashboard within the platform. And so we go back to the problem that regularly occurs, where I'll send you a case and I don't get updates on that case, and we lose track, or it's buried in my emails somewhere, or my text messages, even worse, somewhere, and I don't know what's happening with that case, and probably to the point, or often to the point, where we might even have a disagreement about how many cases I've sent you. And so what we've built is a dashboard that allows the referring and referee attorney full visibility into what's happening with all of their referrals, who sent them what cases, when the cases were sent, what is happening with the case. As I mentioned, we're going to have, as part of this release, we will have full real-time case status updates. So I'll be able to log into this dashboard and see, I sent Jason 8 cases over the past 12 months. Here's when I sent them. Here's what the status of those cases currently is. Here's a link to the 1-5 agreement so that there's no disputes around what the fee-sharing agreement is. And we are all on the same page with what that means. Now, eventually, down the road, the next phase of this evolution is starting to understand expected value of this portfolio of referrals, so that I can start, again, running my law firm like a business and knowing when I should be expecting cash flow on some of these referrals that I've sent over the past couple of years. What markets am I referring a lot of cases out of? And maybe I restructure my marketing strategy. Maybe I expand my law firm in a jurisdiction that I'm not currently licensed. So you can start unpacking some of the information to make your firm a lot more data-driven and a lot more efficient.
Well, I've seen a demo of the technology, and it's definitely slick. I'm curious, with the firms that you're currently working with, have you been able to see how AttorneyShare has impacted the business model of the law firms that participate in the platform, particularly in terms of revenue generation and client acquisition?
Yeah, I've seen it happen both ways, actually, just kind of a pure revenue generation. There's been some very large firms that I've spoken to over the past several months where they say that they want to hire administrators, and our exclusive job will be to sit on the AttorneyShare platform, sending and receiving cases, because they now see the value of being able to monetize a higher percentage of the leads that come in their door. And maybe it's a practice area that they're not focused in, or maybe they're doing national ad campaigns or even regional ad campaigns, and they're getting billover from jurisdictions that they're not licensed to practice in. And so they can monetize more of those leads and generate passive income really for their firm to help cover overhead while they focus on the matters that are really impactful to them and to their clients. And then on the other end of the spectrum, actually I had a conversation with a few attorneys out here in LA that said, well, we're really grateful for your platform because it lets us cut down on the amount of dollars we're spending marketing every month, because I know where to go to find a couple more cases if I need to, like if I have a light caseload, and marketing attorney marketing in LA is extremely expensive. So for these guys to be able to say, look, I have this free solution where I can log in and see if I can have any referrals or any cases that I might be interested in picking up, it's a no-brainer for them. And if you pick up 1, 2, 3 more cases a month, that starts to add up over time. So it's pretty impactful for these guys to be able to leverage this, again, this tool to improve the operations of their firm, think outside the box a little bit, and start growing their practice.
Yeah, it's kind of a similar value prop, we argue, to outsourcing lien resolution by, you know, taking all of those tasks off of a paralegal and the trial lawyers. They can use that money and deploy it in different ways within their firm, make themselves more efficient and profitable. And it's exactly, you know, that kind of model is amazing. And the fact that, you know, the service as it's constituted today is a free service. So
that's right.
But I know that you've got a future vision for AttorneyShare, and I'm curious if you could share how you plan to continue to evolve the platform to meet the needs of law firms that are going to be using this.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the beauty of the way we've designed the platform is that it's highly customizable to the individual user. So you can filter what you see on the platform. If you don't want to see lead intake only cases because you don't have time to chase those cases down, then filter them so you don't see those cases ever. You only want to work on cases that you know are going to trial because you want to co-counsel with someone and get some more trial experience, look for those cases. And that's really the beauty of what we built. And one of the first use cases we identified is there are firms out there that if it's not a seven-figure case, they're not interested. And that, again, huge disservice to the client if that client can't find representation because there are valuable claims and there are meaningful outcomes for individuals below that threshold. And if on the attorney side, if you're a second, third, fourth year attorney, you would fight for those cases all day long to start building your book of business, start building your reputation. And so really what we've designed is the platform to be as customizable as possible. You get to work with who you want to work with. We don't direct traffic or decide who gets what cases. It is entirely a communication platform. And I think that will remain our focus. Now we're going to continue to introduce new features. I'd love to figure out how to integrate vendors into the platform so that we can pair attorneys with lien resolution companies, with demand letter generation companies, with medical history retrieval companies, if they want them. Again, there's no pressure to do any of these things. It is simply an additional service. We hope to become kind of a one-stop shop where you can find cases, you could work that case up, and you can start to build out a practice from entirely the AttorneyShare platform.
Very cool. Well, so before we wrap up the podcast, I wanted to ask you about Justice HQ as well. So can you talk a little bit about, for those who may not know, what it is and what it offers to law firms?
Yeah, absolutely. So the easiest way to think about Justice HQ is it is a crash course in growth, both personally and professionally for plaintiff's counsel. I've often compared it to YPO or some of those other professional organizations that users might be a little bit more familiar with. But our aim is to not only help you grow as an attorney, but help you grow as a person. And what that's obviously a very broad statement. But what it comes down to is what vendors should I use? Which ones do people in the industry trust? I'm having a hard time with this judge or opposing counsel. Has anyone encountered this type of activity before? And how do I handle this in a professional manner? How do I achieve work-life balance to the degree that any of us can in this day and age? And so it's really a community focused on collaboration and mentorship within the attorney community, which I think is sorely lacking. I think there's some other great organizations out there, and I don't mean to diminish anything that they do, but what we try to embody is how do we find that attorneys of the highest professional and ethical standards and give them the tools that they need to succeed and the support that they need to succeed, whether that's a co-counsel on a case or just a friendly ear on something they're struggling with. And so we are rolling out Justice HQ nationally. We have a very strong presence here on the West Coast and have started to grow in other regions of the country as well. But I encourage everyone to take a look at what the platform has to offer and how pairing with like-minded individuals within this industry can really be a saving grace. But if you have a good support network, I think it can mean the difference between success and failure in this industry.
Yeah, I've been a part of YPO and now some other groups that are similar in nature, that support system, especially when you're facing business challenges or, you know, just like you said, these questions that a trial lawyer may face about a specific judge or jurisdiction or vendors or all those things. So do you guys have forum type groups where lawyers are put together into groups, or is it a different support system?
No, that's exactly right. Yeah. So there's a forum where you can ask any questions. You can ask for sample documents. You can say, hey, I'm thinking about using this vendor. Does anyone have any experience? All the types of things that you would want from a friend that had been through some of the challenges in the industry that you're facing. And to what you mentioned previously is that I don't care if you're just starting out as an attorney or in business generally, or if you've been doing it 30, 40 years, you're going to face challenges. There's going to be things that you need to learn. The landscape is always changing. Ideas are always changing. And so if you can have a network of trusted individuals that you know have your best interests at heart and are willing to share and work with you, it's an extremely powerful tool. And we have some of the, more specifically for attorneys, we have some of the best trial lawyers in the country involved. And so if you have a case strategy question and you can have a Bob Simon or Gary Dordick or someone like that answer your question, it can be the difference between winning and losing a case. And so I think it's an extremely impactful organization.
Yeah. I mean, I've found that those organizations have been incredibly impactful in the business world for me and for Synergy. So I can imagine what kind of impact that can have for trial lawyers that are looking for those kinds of resources. So as we wrap up, last question, and it's open-ended, so I'm going to give you the opportunity to talk about whatever the heck you want. But I always ask this as the last question, since it's trial lawyer review. You're a little bit different because you're a technologist, you're an MBA, and a lawyer. I'm just curious what your view is, and you talk about whatever you want.
What my view is, I think it is a very interesting industry. Even being an attorney, but mostly focused on kind of corporate law previously, I just don't think people understand how much goes into being a successful trial attorney. There are so many different components that the majority of the population, the vast, vast majority of the population, never see or understand. I'm still learning so many things about this side of the industry that I never knew, that what it takes to be successful. Lien resolution, I had no idea until I started building AttorneyShare how important that can be. And it really is not something that I think is top of mind, because you don't see it on the courtroom TV dramas where it's like, it's just not something that's ever covered. And so to be a successful attorney requires so much more than what I think the majority of people see in their every day to day. And so again, I to be a little bit self-promoting here, I think you got to lean on the tools that are out there that have been built by kind of industry experts on how to be successful in this space, and whether that's sending referrals through AttorneyShare or everything else from a professional standpoint through Justice HQ, I highly recommend you at least explore the products and learn more.
Yeah, it's amazing how much is now being generated to help support trial lawyers in building their practices, and these tools that you guys have built and some of the other guests I've had on the podcast recently. Pretty amazing what now is out there
That's
but
right.
It still is always a business challenge, right? Building anything is got its challenges. So you've got to lean now on these technologies and different solutions that are available to help if you're going to get into this very competitive space. Because it's, you know, being out on the West Coast, it's, and then, you know, being here, you've got Morgan & Morgan here, and competing against them is tough, I think, for many law firms. So
that's right.
You got to get that edge wherever you can get it.
That's exactly right. I think it's you could spend all day, every day, just focused on the cases, and you probably won't be a successful attorney because there's a lot more to it than that. And it's that creates a lot of challenges, but use the tools, leverage the tools where you can, and try to grow as much as possible.
Matt, if any of our listeners want to get in touch with you, having heard what you've talked about today, what's the best way to reach you? And if they're interested in AttorneyShare or Justice HQ, what's the best way to learn more?
Yeah, so AttorneyShare is just AttorneyShare.com. I will make it easier and just give my my AttorneyShare email as well. My email is matt@AttorneyShare.com, so very easy. Justice HQ is also easy. It's JusticeHQ.com. Both have a bunch of information. You can learn more about signing up for AttorneyShare, which is free, or applying to Justice HQ. It's an application process, a little bit more rigorous of a vetting process, but because we want to maintain that integrity of the community. But there's a lot of information, and you're able to set up demo calls on either platform if you're interested in checking them out.
Thanks for joining me today, Matt. We'll see everybody on the next episode of Trial Lawyer View.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate the time.
Here is another episode of Trial Lawyer View. We hope you enjoy today's guest and discussion. Tune in to our next episode for more helpful insights from fellow trial lawyers and practice experts. This podcast is brought to you by Synergy. Visit partnerwithsynergy.com to learn more about how Synergy can free your firm to focus on what it does best.